This is Rinjo, and this is the best of 2011.
Yeah.
And that was the Dirt Bombs with Cosmic Cars off their cover album Party Store, which is a cover of all Detroit techno classics. I knew none of the songs on this album. Can't say it worked, considering the Dirt Bombs are traditionally a garage rock and roll band, and these are basically reworkings of techno songs. So some people thought it was retarded. I thought it was okay. Some people probably loved it. And before that, we had Southern California's own Social Distortion with Machine Gun Blues from Hard Times and Nursery Rhymes, which was released back last January. Social Distortion, I think this is like their sixth or seventh album. Great album. If you like the new stuff, okay album if you're a hardcore, prison-bound type of guy like me. Machine Gun Blues, though, is a little more, I would say, like prison-bound. As opposed to the other more primal scream sounding songs like the other song on the album that I can't think of right now. And starting it off was New York City's Super Touch with Just These Days off their 7-inch on Reaper Records with Lost My Way. That song's been milling around for years, but I finally got it onto some wax, and Super Touch is back, and they are supposedly re-releasing Brighter Than the Stars, but didn't come out last year, maybe 2012. Well, let's get back to the music.
Yeah.
retreat out of New York City. That was Rival Schools with Eyes Wide Open off their album Petals, which marks a 10-year difference between United by Fate, or 10-year span of United by Fate to Petals, although Rival Schools did reemerge somewhere around 2007-2008, and I remember I got very sick at that show. God only knows what it was. And before that, we had BDI, Oasis side project slash new band slash Liam Gallagher with the rest of Oasis with their song Bring the Light. That was the single that came out prior to same song, different wheel. I don't know. At the end of the day, it sounds like Oasis. It's fun enough. And starting it off was Davila 666 with this Obsession Yano. I can't speak Spanish, so I probably butchered that. Off their album, Ten Bajo, basically playing their version of Puerto Rican garage rock. Well, let's get back to the music.
There is love! There is love! I was restless, sore. Never thought that I could come. Just doing what I please. Simply checking out the possibility. But I wanted, I took. Now I'm afraid that I got hooked. Cause I know I can't believe something's got it deep inside of me. And he got the hold. And he won't let go. Am I the mark that got tripped up in your latest thing? One thing for sure, I got it deeper than I bought for. Don't know what got it.
Black Joe Lewis and the Honey Bears with Mustang Ranch. Oh, I think he's still playing. Let me still play it for a second. And before that, that was off his Scandalous, which came out in 2011. Before that, we had the Sundells with Kiss the Coast off their debut, Georgia Swan. Sundells Live, I saw them play with the Obits, sound a lot more Husker Du than they do on that track. Still a very good band. And starting it off is the Queens New York Institution, the Fleshtones, with Bite of My Soul off the Brooklyn Sound Solution, which is their project with Lenny Kaye. Anyway, let's get back to the music.
Crossing lines, all the more for behind. Is it too much to hope? Not with our empty hope. New begin. We're not fit. It comes and goes. Could never end. It's to the me. It's to the new. It's to the me and you. Hell, crossing lines.
Thank you.
Prince, and not Rick Froberg singing the song, but the other guy, Soreb Habibian. Yeah, say that 10 times fast. I can't even say Spanish words, and never mind. Maybe that's Lebanese or something. Anyway, that was off of Moody Standard & Poor, the Obits' second album, which came out in 2011. Prior to that, we had a little Slut Wave. Actually, that's unfair. We had Those Darlins doing their alternative country rock mashup, Hives, off their second album, Screws Get Loose. Heading in a more commercially successful direction than their first country rock album. And starting it off, we had a little Swedish hardcore with Ice Age with the song New Brigade off the self-titled album. No, it's not self-titled. It's the album titled New Brigade. More Swedish hardcore coming up this year. We've got The Refused getting back together, showing these young kids how it's done, although those kids in Ice Age doing their goth hardcore is pretty interesting. Well, let's get back to the music.
Beside my feet, I hear the beat,
Miss Alex White and her brother Francis Scott Key. I don't know if his last name is White because I doubt her name is White. That was 1985 off White Mystery's second album, Blood and Venom. And White Mystery, I'm still convinced it has everything to do with cocaine, but then maybe not. Maybe it has to do with her last name or made-up last name. And before that, we had the Crystal Stilts from New York City, I believe, Brooklyn. Odd that bands come from Brooklyn these days, but it happens. That was Invisible City off of their first album of the year, I should say, only album of the year, because they did release another EP later on, The Radiant Door, which is coming up in a couple of shows. And that was Invisible City doing their Joy Division, dark, doom, gloom, post-punk stuff. And starting it off was another drum and guitar band, Bass Drum of Death, with Heart Attack Kid off their debut album, GB City, although I think they have a million singles that came out before that. Well, enough blabbering. Let's get back to the music.
You ain't the pain, well, yeah. You ain't the pain, well, yeah. Be my
Static music from the Fresh and Onlys. That was Do You Believe in Destiny from Secret Walls, their EP that came out in 2011. Wow, it's... I forgot about Ty Segall. Yeah, he released singles in 2011, and I think some sort of singer-songwriter nonsense. But people enjoy that stuff. For instance, I just found out some semi-famous music girl lives across the street from me, and I didn't even know it. Seen her name forever? Doesn't make a difference. Just not my cup of tea. But that was Ty Segall doing T-Rex is own Buick McCain off his EP Ty-Rex. Anyway, it's like Ty-Vec. Ty-Vec's another band. That does it for this first installment of the Best of 2011. This is Rinjo. I'm going to take you out with a song from one of the best... I would say one of the best, yes, one of the best comps that was released this year. And if you are a member of the Garage Punk community, garagepunk.com, it's garagepunk.ing.com, then you were able to get this for free. They're having a fun drive now, so if you want to give them some moolah in exchange for some six comps with about 20, 25 songs on each comp, that would be great. They need the money. The guy who runs it, Copper, and a few other people put the comps together with some bands. It was all, you know, done free of charge in hopes of making some money. Don't know how that turned out for Copper. Doesn't matter. He does a great job running the site, and he deserves all the support he can get. So I'm going to search through these comps, and I'm going to come up with the one song I think is the best out of the 120, 150 or so that are on these comps. So go check it out, garagepunk.com, and hopefully you check out the other 8 months out of 2011 that I'm going to be featuring music from. Some of that music is from the Giraffes, you know, Cults, Animal Man, which is basically fucked up, Black Lips, Tony Cox, Power Pop out of the UK, The Fuck Knights, The Etts, Boston Spaceships, Fountains of Wayne, not to be left out on the hardcore front, Sheer Terror, on the proto-punk front with the OBN3s. Also got the return of the Bloody Hollies finally, and then we'll even go a little mainstream with some Dum Dum Girls and some Puffy Areolas. I'm joking. They are not mainstream at all, but they do have a great song out that came out in 2011. Other mainstream acts that we're going to be checking out are Noel Gallagher's High Flying Birds. See how it compares to BDI, that second EP from Crystal Stilts, and of course everybody's favorite Nickelback bashing band, the Black Keys. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking. I just want you to know what you have to look forward to over the next two installments of the iBlog Econo Cloudcast / podcast / finally getting back into this cast. So take it easy. This is Rinjo. Here's one last song.